we're talking about cleaning and organizing, now is a time to give and give back. Mike Corrigan is a longtime friend. He's the owner of Corrigan Financial Services in LaGrange. Mike is also the Proviso Township Supervisor and the board president of the Proviso Mental Health Commission. And Mike joins us now. How are you, man?
Hey, Pete, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Mike, you approached me last week and you said, we are helping here in Proviso Township and I need your help to get the word out. Tell us what you guys are doing.
Yes, sir. Hey, first of all, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate
it.
You're welcome. You know, I'm a longtime GN listener and my family is grew up listening to WGN and still do, so I really appreciate it. Yeah, we've got this initiative going on that we're just actually launching today, and it's great to what we're doing is really trying to recognize our first responders and just show them some gratitude and for what they're doing. These healthcare workers are, you know, under a great deal of stress, you know, with the work that they're doing and with the pandemic.
Stress on the front lines. You're right.
Yeah. The numbers, you know, growing each and every day. So, you know, and they're working tirelessly and really saving lives, but also putting their lives on the line as well. So, you know, this started about a month ago. One of our former commissioners on our mental health board, but a gentleman by the name of Arturo Moto, he's actually a trustee in Melrose Park, came to us. He actually called our executive director and asked us, you know, if we would start to get involved with, you know, donating money, buying meals for these nurses and doctors and other healthcare workers. And it was an easy, you know, answer, yes.
So of course.
We would be happy to do that. And we started a GoFundMe page, and we had a little bit of traction, and, you know, we raised some money, but certainly not enough money. So in the last couple of weeks, we took a greater initiative, and we got involved with a fundraising company by the name of Double Good, and all they do is fundraising through popcorn sales, and we engage their services here, whereby people can donate, you know, online through an app, and I'll give that to you here, you know, donateproviso.com. And the whole purpose is that we are trying to raise money, obviously, to provide meals. We've partnered with a number of restaurants and bakeries in the area to make the meals and then also deliver those meals to about 7 different hospitals, you know, in the area and also in the Chicago area as well as the West Suburban
Mike,
area.
This is such a great idea. And tell me how this works. So we go to donateproviso.com and you're providing meals to the nurses, the doctors, anybody on the front lines at 7 different hospitals. Can you name the hospitals? Do you have the list in front of you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So Loyola and Maywood, Gottlieb and Melrose Park. Westlake is also Melrose Park. They're getting geared up to reopen because the numbers are increasing. They closed in the past, but they're going to reopen. McNeil and Berwyn, Lurie's Children's Hospital, University of Chicago, Advocate Christ Hospital on the south side.
Right.
Yeah. And what we discovered, Pete, is that we have a lot of workers in our area that work in these hospitals. So it's not just exclusively to Proviso, although some of the people live in Proviso that were working in, you know, Lurie's Children's Hospital, University of Chicago, and what have you. So
right.
We just felt a need, and I know a lot of other people are doing this. We just thought this would be a small way for us to participate and really to let other people participate. You can imagine the frustration of people sitting at home during this quarantine,
right.
and they're looking for things to do, and we feel this is a way for them to get involved and help in a little way, but really in a big way if you think about it. So it's really a win-win for, you know, for the, you know, the frontline people as well as, you know, the restaurants and as well as, you know, making people feel good that they are doing something.
That was my next point. So number one, you're helping out these restaurants that are just dying and need help. And number two, you're feeding the frontline workers. So once people go to donateproviso.com, they donate the money. How do you get the food to the restaurants, or how do you get the money to the restaurants and the food to the frontline workers?
So what happens is that Proviso Public Partnership is a 501c3, which is an offshoot of the Proviso Township Mental Health Commission, receives the funds, and then we coordinate with the restaurants, you know, that they provide the meals. The average cost of the meal is about $10. So if you do the math, you know, we're trying to raise $20,000 over the next, you know, week or so. And we know that that's not going to, you know, satisfy all, you know, all the needs.
It's a start, man.
It's a start, exactly,
yeah.
Right. And it may grow, and we hope it grows. And so we coordinate with these restaurants. We provide them the finances. They prepare the meals. They deliver the meals. They've been doing it all along. And we just feel it's, you know, it's helpful for them to, you know, to stay open, keep their workers employed. And then, you know, the big scheme is to help these people, you know, feed them. The last thing we want is, you know, for these caregivers to be worrying about their meal. They're coming off a shift. They're exhausted.
Right. I know, man.
You know, is to have a, you know, something good to eat. And hopefully in a small way, we're going to facilitate that.
Right. And this is personal to you. Your daughter's a nurse.
Yeah. My daughter's a nurse and her husband's a doctor. And so, you know, the concern that you have, and she's on an ICU floor with, you know, with COVID patients, and her husband is dealing with the same thing. So, you know, that's, you know, it's a good cause anyway, but when you know that your family has some exposure to that, it makes it even more, you know, of an effort to try to do something.
So it's up now, and you're going to do it for the next 4 or 5 days, is that right?
Right, we're going to run this through starting today at noon.
Okay.
So people can go to donateproviso.com. You go right into what we call a store, and you can start choosing the items that you may want. They'll be delivered to your house within, you know, a few days. With Double Good is the company we're partnering with. They do a great job for us. That's it. We're going to run it through Thursday of this week, and then if we feel that we need to extend it, we just feel there's a sense of urgency, you know, and so raising the money as quickly as possible, getting it into these restaurants as quickly as possible, and then hopefully sustain that for a period of time. And if we need to extend it, we will. But we like people to respond as quickly as possible if they can, if they're motivated. And I appreciate what you're doing, which is giving us a platform and a forum to, you know, to get our message out.
You're the best, man. DonateProviso.com, and hopefully this December we'll have another beer at Kitty O'Shea's as we do during the Irish Fellowship. It seems like a lifetime away, but we're all in this together. Mike, thank you so much. Donate.
Really appreciate it.
DonateProviso.com is the website. Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too. Take care. Thank you very much.
Don't forget, we're going to carry the governor's press conference at the bottom of the hour. But first, we're going to talk to celebrity chef Graham Elliott. Next, the greatest burger recipe on the planet. It's 720 WGN.